Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now, Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says that the Machloikis Beshamim Besil, Beshame says that Sa'ar is Bekazayis, and Chametz is Bekazavis, and Besil says Ev is Ev Bekazayis. And what's the Machloikis? Beshame says, why does the Torah have to write Sa'ar and Chametz? If it just writes Chametz, we'll know Kavachim is Sa'ar. That chametz is not chimutzei kasha, and even that is you get layira. So kol shekein sar. Why did it write sar and chametz? To teach you shur is zeh lo shur kzeh, that they have different shurim, and sar is a more chametzik shir. In fact, to play Yeshua, why? What's pshat in the Gemara that it could just write chametz and not say sar because you have a kal v'chaymer? There's a klal of ein einshim min adin. You don't get malchus on a kal v'chaymer. If the Torah wanted to give Malkus on Sar, it couldn't have just the Kal V'chaymer. It would have to say Sar Beferish. So how could you have such a drasha? Why do we need Sar to teach you? Shur is Zeh, Lo Shur is Zeh. We need Sar, because otherwise you won't get Malkus. So Pei Yeshua is two Malachim. The first Malach is, you anyway don't get Malkus on Lo Yirav or Lo Yimatzeh. There's no Malkus. Why? It could be two reasons. First of all, it's a live shame of Maisa. You're not doing any action. Live shame of Maisa ain't like an Olam. Second of all, it's a lav of nitik lasei. It's actually Gemara Pesachim Nef Tzadikei. The lav of lo yira is nitik to teshbisu. That if you have the lav of lo yira, you have to mekayim the seif teshbisu. So merely anyway, don't get malchus. So the pasuk's telling you the iser. The pasuk's telling you an iser. So an iser you could learn after mekal v'chaim. Effective pay Yeshua, if you anyway don't get malchus and lo yira lo yimatzeh. So what's the shir? We all know the shir is only for Malkus. The Yisr, Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah. So if you're anyway not getting Malkus, what's the shir? Kesayis, Kesevis. You're anyway not getting Malkus. What's the pshat? Hazak to play Yeshua Vaisdais, that there's no din of Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah when we're dealing with Bal Yirah. There's no Yisr Dereisa to have a Chatzi Zayis. But why not? So the Yeshua says the Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah is only by Yisuri Achila. Only by things that are asked to eat. So then, if you ate a chatzis shir, yeah, you didn't eat enough, but at least you tasted it. You have enough grainai, so has a chashivas. But in other things, chatzis shir is nothing, it doesn't exist. But I was Meir, Rashi in Shabbos of Ayin Dalit says clearly there's a din of chatzis shir osim atar by Melecha Shabbos, even though he's not eating it. There is a shagas ayah, Gavaldik a shagas ayah, Simon Pei Aleph, that explains why there's no chatzis shir osim atar by Bal Yirah. Says, what's chatzi shir? It's chatzi litzdrufe. That's the svara. That's what the Gemara says in humans. Chatzi litzdrufe. What? You eat part of a shir. It's true you didn't eat a shir. But it's a possibility of it being mitzdarif to a shir. It could be this achila plus another achila like it would be together a shir. So that's why chatzi shir is osim natar. He says, Bal Yirah is not chatzi litzdrufe. Why not? If you have a chatzi zayis, you can add a chatzi zayis. He says, yeah, but having the Chatzi Zayis now, that's not going to be mitzdarif with the other Chatzi Zayis, because you're not going to be over for having this now. When you have another Chatzi Zayis, then you'll be over for having them both together at that time. But this Chatzi Zayis has nothing to do with it. When you eat a Chatzi Zayis, and then you eat another Chatzi Zayis, the reason why you're over is because you first ate that Chatzi Zayis, and then you mitzarev that with another Chatzi Zayis, together you had a Zayis. When you have a Chatzi Zayis of Chametz in your possession, and you add another Chatzi Zayis, the having the first Chatzi Zayis in your possession, that did nothing. What are you over when you have the whole Zayis in your possession, but you have to have it at the same time? Having Chatzi Zayis without the other Chatzi Zayis, even afterwards you put the other Chatzi Zayis there, you're not even for having the first Chatzi Zayis at that time. If you get rid of it and then get another Chatzi Zayis, of course it wouldn't be mitzdarif. It's having them together. But right now I only have this half, that will never be mitzdarif with anything else. Like of all the Gatifa Svarim from the Shagasai. So this is the first Mahalach. That there is no Malchus Nabal Yerol by Yamatzi, there's only an Isser. Either there's an issue anyway for Chatzi Shir, there's not. Either the Svar play Yeshua, you only say it by Achila, or the Svar of the Shagas Aryeh, that you don't say it because it's not Chazilitz Terufe. But the problem is, in both the play Yeshua and the Shagas Aryeh ask this problem, the Rambam says you do get Malchus on Le'irah. It's a lav shem a maisa, but there's a case of a maisa, the Rambam says. And if you do a maisa, for instance, you buy chametz, that's a maisa. Or you take flour and mix it with water and you make chametz, that's a maisa. When you do that, the Rambam says you do get malchus. What about lavanitik lase? The Rambam apparently holds it's not a lavanitik lase. There's a shtickle from Reb Chaim that it's only if you hold like Reb Yehuda, a vein be a chametz al shreifa, then there's a proactive assay, a kiyam assay, to burn the chametz, then it will be a lavanitik lase. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, hashbesase b'chol davar, there is no kiyam assay, there's no proactive assay. The assay is only an iser assay. It's another iser, an iser assay not to have the chametz. But it's not a lavanitik lase. And the Rambam says you get malchus. So according to the Rambam, we have a shveri gemara. What's the pshat in the gemara? That if it would only say sa'ar, if it would only say chametz, we would know sa'ar from a kal v'chaymer, but you wouldn't know malchus. Ein ein shem in adin. That's what it's to say sa'ar. So Be'eshua says, you're going to have to learn the gemara that it doesn't really mean a kal v'chaymer. It means it's nichlal. If it would say chametz, sa'ar is chametz. We would know that it's chametz. It's even worse than chametz. So it's nichlal in the chametz. It's included in the issa chametz. That's what it means. The Torah didn't have to specify sar. We'd understand that sar is included in the issa chametz. He says the gemara is not so mashman that way. Shagasari says a different shot. Shagasari says that there's a yisay for the Makkid Mishnah by Macholas Asuris. The Rambam says in the beginning of Macholas Asuris, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, that really the lav is only going on the gomel, the shafa, and the arnevis, and the chazir. The Torah says leisechelu. But other behemoth tmeis, the Torah doesn't say leisechelu. How do we know leisechelu? We know it's asa because it says if it has these two simonim, mefreshes parsa and malageira, isa techelu, isa and nothing else. And now, if it has even just one of these, then you get Malchus, Koshke, and if it has both problems, it's not Mefres Parsa, not Malagera, it's Kal V'chaymer. Fekta Magen Mishnah, Nein Shem Benedin. So like the Magen Mishnah, once you already know it's Asher from the Asay, then there's not a problem of Nein Shem Benedin from the Lav. So like the Shagasai, so the same thing with Chametz. You already know it's Asher because of the Asay of Teshbisu, so then you'll be able to learn from a Lav and you get Malchus. So Mela, it's not a Kash and Nein Shem Benedin. According to this, you say the Rambam himself holds of that if you already know the Issur from the Asay, there's no problem with Ein Shem Benedin. That's why by Chametz, we already know from the Asay, of Teshbisu, you have no problem of Ein Shem Benedin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.